Welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, September 29, 2025. And we've curated an intriguing lineup of health, fitness, and wellness news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline. Alameda Health System is recognized as one of Newsweek's America's Best Nursing Homes 2026. Alameda Health System's skilled nursing and subacute facilities have been recognized on Newsweek's America's Best Nursing Homes 2026 list. These facilities, including Fairmont Rehabilitation and Wellness and Alameda Hospital skilled nursing facilities, provide long-term care and temporary residence for patients undergoing medically necessary rehabilitation treatment. Richard Espinoza, Chief Administrative Officer of Post-Acute Services at AHS, highlighted the exceptional care provided by their team members. However, with Medicaid being the primary payer for over 60% of residents in nursing facilities, recent cuts to Medicaid funding could pose a significant challenge for AHS. CEO James Jackson emphasized the importance of affordable, high-quality skilled nursing care in Alameda County. The America's Best Nursing Homes 2026 ranking evaluates nursing homes based on performance indicators, reputation score, accreditations, and resident satisfaction. Alameda Health System is a leading safety net, integrated healthcare provider committed to promoting wellness and optimizing community health.
NeuroOne announces virtual investor webinar on October 7, 2025 at 8:30 a.m. EST. NeuroOne Medical Technologies Corporation will host a virtual investor webinar on October 7th at 8:30 a.m. EST. The webinar will cover business operations, recent FDA clearance, and corporate updates. Participants can join via webcast link or dial-in numbers provided. NeuroOne is focused on improving surgical care options for patients with neurological disorders. The company develops minimally invasive solutions for EEG recording, monitoring, ablation, and more. For more information, visit nmtc1.com.
Heartbeam's Beat ECG system offers real-time cardiac insights. Heartbeam, a medical technology company, is developing the Heartbeam system, a cable-free ECG system that captures heart signals from three directions and synthesizes them into a 12-lead ECG for comprehensive arrhythmia assessment outside clinical settings. The device, the size of a credit card, allows patients to monitor their heart health conveniently. By placing the device on their chest for 30 seconds, patients can transmit data securely to a cardiologist for review, enabling timely interventions. This innovative approach aims to revolutionize cardiac care by providing powerful insights wherever the patient is, redefining the future of cardiac health management.
TriNetX named among the top 25 healthcare software companies of 2025. TriNetX, a leader in real-world data and evidence, has been recognized as one of the top 25 healthcare software companies of 2025 by the Healthcare Technology Report. The company's innovative software solutions and contributions to life sciences and healthcare have earned this prestigious accolade. TriNetX's Chief Operating Officer Steve Kundrot emphasized the company's commitment to driving innovation in healthcare through data and technology. Their flagship platform, TriNetX Live, connects de-identified patient data from millions of patients worldwide, fueling clinical trials with enriched data sets. In 2025, TriNetX is introducing next-generation features like large language models to enhance researchers' access to clinical insights. The company's technology has shown real-world impact in improving patient recruitment, disease detection, and trial efficiency. TriNetX's network has supported numerous publications and is influencing clinical practice and global health policy.
Strawberry Fields REIT Inc.'s NYSE American CEO Moish Gubin reflects on the company's milestones on Bell to Bell podcast. Strawberry Fields REIT, Inc., a real estate investment trust focused on healthcare properties, recently celebrated 10 years of operation. CEO Moishe Gubin discussed the company's success on the Bell to Bell podcast, highlighting their financial discipline. Gubin mentioned that the company only distributes 45 to 50% of its adjusted funds from operation, with the rest going towards asset purchases, leading to consistent growth. The company remains committed to building facilities for the aging population in America. For more information on STRW, visit the company's newsroom. InvestorWire is a communications platform specializing in press release syndication for companies and the investment community, offering various services to reach target markets effectively.
Investor News Breaks, NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc., NRxP, refiles ANDA for preservative-free IV ketamine, Keto-Free. NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc., NRxP, has refiled its abbreviated new drug application with the U.S. FDA for Keto-Free, TM, a preservative-free IV ketamine formulation targeting a market estimated at $750 million annually in the U.S. The company is seeking priority review amid a drug shortage, offering a safer alternative free of benzethonium chloride. NRx is developing therapeutics for central nervous system disorders, including suicidal depression, chronic pain, and PTSD, with NRx-100 and NRx-101. NRx-100 has fast-track designation for suicidal ideation in depression, while NRx-101 has breakthrough therapy designation for suicidal bipolar depression. For more information, visit NRx Pharmaceuticals Newsroom.
NRx Pharmaceuticals refiles abbreviated new drug application for Keto-Free, preservative-free IV ketamine. NRx Pharmaceuticals has refiled its abbreviated new drug application for Keto-Free, a preservative-free IV ketamine formulation. This move aligns with current priorities to eliminate toxic preservatives from foods and drugs. The filing is based on FDA approval of NRx's proposed strength of preservative-free ketamine. This formulation represents a reshoring of a crucial drug to the U.S., in line with a presidential executive order. With a current ketamine market estimated at $750 million and projected to reach $3.35 billion globally by 2034, NRx aims to address the current drug shortage by providing a safer alternative without toxic preservatives. The company has also filed a citizen's petition to remove benzethonium chloride, a harmful substance, from all IV ketamine presentations. Investor News Breaks, Quantum Biopharma Ltd., NASDAQ QNTM, reports results of annual general and special meeting. Quantum Biopharma, QNTM, reported the results of its annual general and special meeting of shareholders, with shareholders representing 12 collectible voting shares and 1,769,228 Class B subordinate voting shares present. The meeting accounted for 100% of Class A votes and 46.352% of Class B votes. Quantum Biopharma is a biopharmaceutical company focused on developing innovative assets for neurodegenerative and metabolic disorders. Through its subsidiary, Lucid Psycheceuticals, Inc., Quantum Biopharma is researching its lead compound, Lucid MS, to address multiple sclerosis. The company also invented Unbuzz TM and spun out its OTC version to Unbuzzed Wellness Inc., retaining ownership of 20.11% and receiving royalty payments. Quantum Biopharma maintains strategic investments through its subsidiary, FSD Strategic Investments Inc., representing loans secured by property. Solagenics Inc., NASDAQ SNGX, advances psoriasis trial with encouraging patient results, market potential. Solagenics Inc., listed on NASDAQ as SNGX, is making strides in the treatment of psoriasis with their therapeutic option, SGX-302. The company's Phase 2A clinical trial aims to assess the safety and biological activity of SGX-302 in patients with mild to moderate psoriasis. With positive results already seen in earlier studies, Solagenics is positioning itself to expand its presence in dermatology. Psoriasis affects millions worldwide, and new treatments like SGX-302 are eagerly anticipated by both the medical and investor communities. The Dairy Alliance launches first-in-the-nation portable milk dispenser in Tennessee. The Dairy Alliance, a nonprofit funded by dairy farm families, launched the Utterly Cold Portable Milk Dispenser in Tennessee. This innovative system keeps milk at a consistent 35 degrees, enhancing flavor and encouraging students to drink more milk. The dispenser holds up to 25 gallons of bulk milk bags and can dispense up to 400 perfectly portioned servings. Local leaders and students celebrated the launch, highlighting the benefits of fresh, high-quality milk in schools. This initiative aims to support student health and sustainable nutrition, promoting lifelong healthy habits. By partnering with schools and dairy farmers, the Dairy Alliance is making a meaningful impact on student wellness in Tennessee. For more information, visit thedairyalliance.com. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.